Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago here until 5 a.m. It's Tuesday. That means two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. Get them in now. We'll play them later. And again, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for Two for Tuesday requests. We're also going to be talking music, more music this morning. We've got some of the stories behind who inspired some of the best songs of all time, those big stories, and who were the inspiration for it. And we've got some film scores that we're going to talk about as well. We'll do a little music talk this morning here on this Tuesday morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk, text, two for Tuesday requests, and more. There you go. So we are here till 5. And right now, though, yesterday, Apple had a big event and made a big announcement, as they do very often. But this was a little bit different. This was not for, you know, the shiny new device that everybody has to get. This was announcing Apple TV app, TV Plus, an Apple Card, and not only was it different in that regard, because the actual stuff that's being announced is a little bit different than, you know, an iPad or a phone or any of that kind of stuff, but it was star-studded, this thing. I mean, it was just, every A-lister in the world seemed to be there for the presentation, and we wanted to get some thoughts from an executive editor over at CNET.com. About some of these announcements and these products and these apps and all these things that they've been announcing. And, of course, we wanted to go to CNET, so we got executive editor Ian Schur to join us, and we want to welcome him to the show. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I am the A-listers, I couldn't get over how many of them there were either, including Big Bird, which I think is the biggest A-lister there is.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that when we go down the list. Ian, how long you been with CNET?
I've been there for a little under 5 years now. Came from the Wall Street Journal before that, and Reuters, and then now I'm at CNET and covering all sorts of stuff. It's a fun gig.
Yeah. Have you always been interested in you know that kind of electronic stuff? Tech news?
I mean, consumer technology has always been interesting to me. I think partially because, unlike a lot of other industries, this is stuff that really impacts our daily lives. Like the phone, for example, has really upended the way that we live, for good and for bad, right? From screen time to giving me access to all the world's information in my pocket, right? No one debates anything that you can learn on Wikipedia these days anymore. We never debate who's in a movie and stuff like that, like we used to beforehand. So the impacts of the stuff are really fascinating to me. And of course, I love trying to understand how technology is changing our culture, right? The idea of stuff like how troll culture is affecting our politics, or the way that technology is helping people who are blind, and all sorts of just really amazing stuff. And that's what keeps me really interested in all of this.
How often do you write for CNET?
I am on there every day, man.
Yeah. And you try to do a lot of different angles on technology that's maybe a little bit different than any other places?
I think so. I mean, what CNET, I think, has always brought to the table that's different is that it has really offered people an understanding of how technology is trying to change our world instead of just talking about the technology itself. And that's really key. And, you know, there are some examples of that. For example, you know, on CNET, we've written about how technology played a central role in the migrant crisis in Europe, which was really fascinating. I didn't even know it until we started reporting about it. Or even about how technology is being used to help get rid of landmines in Angola. How different areas of the world are trying to create their own Silicon Valleys and what that means. And just all of these really fascinating stories that, again, they're impacting real people's lives. It's not just technology for technology's sake. And I think that's really valuable and important.
Yeah. Okay, great. And everybody can check out all the stuff at CNET.com, where you are an executive editor and you contribute pretty much every day. So that's great. Now,
yep.
Ian, have you ever been to any of these infamous Apple announcement shows, as I call them?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to far too many to count, especially I used to cover Apple for the Wall Street Journal. So I'm an old hand at a lot of the Apple stuff.
So what do you think? Is it, I mean, because they just keep getting bigger and there's more interest in everything. What's it like to be at one of these announcements?
You know, it's really fascinating. there's a lot of excitement, of course, by a lot of people there, right? And partially, it's not just the press. They actually bring in the employees who worked on a lot of this stuff. So there's a lot of energy in the room every time, you know, especially when you're at the developer conferences. There are 5,000 people there, and all of them, you know, they make their living making apps for Apple. So they're super excited. And, you know, these people who nobody knows who these executives are, but when they get on stage, they are rock stars, right? So it's really interesting to be at these things because it's almost like being at a stage show.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're very well performed. You know, I've been at a lot of press conferences, both boring and interesting. And Apple is among one of the most they are down to the minute. They've trained themselves really well. They keep them interesting. By the time you're done, you've never yawned. You know, they keep it really exciting throughout the whole thing. And whether or not you like Apple, you can always appreciate that they put on a really interesting show every time they ask for your attention.
It's funny because I don't, you know, I mean, I just watch the stuff through television or through the internet. I've never seen a full conference or anything like that, or, you know, but it always seems like an event. It has that feel to it, and it always seems different. Like, every time I watch it, I'm like, that's a little bit different than any kind of other press conference that I've ever witnessed at least parts of.
And what's interesting is they sweat the small stuff. And I mean, literally, like, I remember when the iPhone 5S was announced, which I guess is around 2012. And it was really interesting. They brought it up on a pedestal that rose up from the ground, and they had a shining beam light right on it. And it was like, it was, you know, it was almost like it was this otherworldly device that had suddenly come out of the ground.
Right, right.
And what was really fascinating is that everyone got a beam of light in their face for a second. Like, they turned it at just the right angle that the entire room, right, every angle, got a beam of light at them. So they understood that this was imbued with special godlike powers. And it's just like those kind of things that really, it blows you away how much thought and effort and real attention to detail went into making that happen.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, they brought out the big guns for this one. Now, were you there yesterday?
I was not. I was up in San Francisco, which is about, I'd say, 20 miles or so away from Apple's spaceship-like headquarters, and I was watching over a live stream.
Gotcha.
So we have reporters there who shared a lot. You know, one of the things I think was that the things that we didn't get to see on TV was that there were many more celebrities in the room, including Captain America. Chris Evans was there. So a lot of people were very excited by that.
Well, I'm looking at this roundup of people. J.J. Abrams, Steven Spielberg, Damien Chazelle, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, and, of course, you mentioned the great Big Bird. And more, and they were there to announce these new things, and so they're Apple's going streaming. And how long have they been planning this move, you think?
Oh my gosh, they've been playing this for a long time. There have been rumors about this going back years, and part of the reason is that Apple is going through a really interesting change. You know, for years they've sold us these devices, and you know, you have a friend among you. Everyone's got it. The friend who's like, Apple's too expensive, don't buy their stuff. And part of the reason Apple charges so much is that they say they're able to offer a better experience. They're able to offer more high quality and all of that. And all of that can be debated. CNET, we believe that's true through our reviews. But one of the things that's interesting is that we have gotten to a point where Apple has hit a limit. They've sold as many iPhones to all of us as they pretty much can. We're not seeing a much more growth in the number of iPhones they're selling, which means that now they need to figure out what's next, what comes after the iPhone. And what they're doing is they're taking all that money they made off of all of us, and they're throwing it toward coming up with a bunch of TV shows and possibly movies and news and all sorts of video games and all sorts of other stuff to get us really interested in paying a monthly subscription to get high-quality content. So they're not just going to sell us a device anymore. And that is a massive change from who they were even just 6 months ago.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the shows that Apple TV Plus is announcing. A lot of big names, as we mentioned, who were there. A lot of really interesting projects. What were some of the standouts for you that you think are going to draw people into to subscribe?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. You know, first off, they're doing two things with TV, right? One is they're creating their own shows, just like Netflix has, like Orange is the New Black and House Cards and all that stuff. And then in Stranger Things, of course. And then on, and they're also doing a bundling of all these other things like HBO and Showtime and all that stuff that you can buy under one subscription. We don't know how much they're going to charge for any of this. So we're still learning a lot, and they're still to be revealed. But of the shows that they announced, I think it was really fascinating. They've got Oprah, man. They've actually got Oprah. And she's going to do a couple of things. There were a couple of documentaries announced about immigration and, you know, a lot of these kind of large, very uncomfortable conversations that we're having in this country, which I think is interesting. Apple is not shying away from it. And then also, they've got people like Jason Momoa, right, who, you know, Aquaman and the guy from Game of Thrones, who kept his shirt on. I don't understand why he did. But, you know, they've got all these different really fascinating things that they're doing. Steve Carell, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Aniston are doing this kind of comedy, it seems, about morning news. They've got, you know, another one out there that's going to be looking. I mean, they're just all over the place. And I think what's interesting is that, you know, just like Netflix, when they first started doing this stuff, a lot of people were like, man, this is a lot of stuff being thrown at the wall. Let's, you know, they don't know what they're doing. And then what we learned was that Netflix actually was like sly like a fox. They really had figured out that there are a bunch of different people who wanted a bunch of different things. And while you may not be interested, a lot of your friends might be interested. So, you know, while I may not be interested in Jason Momoa unless he has a shirt off, some of my other friends might be. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out.
You know, and they're covering all kinds of things. They've got reality shows, they've got dramas, they've got comedies, and you know, there are, you know, M. Night Shyamalan is going to be doing a drama series. I mean, there's so many big names that are involved, and there's an Emily Dickinson miniseries that stars Hailee Steinfeld, so you know, I mean, they pulled out the big guns for sure.
Yeah, and they even have a kids show, right? So there's all sorts of different angles they're going at. And, you know, part of this is throwing stuff at the wall, right? They have to learn. But, like, one of the things that I think is really fascinating is that as the TV industry has grown and changed over time, the thing we've learned is that people really want different things. You know, it's not like it used to be with network television where everyone watched Bob Newhart and then Taxi and then Bewitched and we were all happy.
Right.
You know, it turns out that everyone wants different stuff, right? I you know, and you know, I might love Stranger Things, but my wife doesn't care about that.
Right.
She wants to watch this other thing.
Right.
And I think that that's really cool. And it allows for, you know, the other thing is that there's a lot of money that Apple has to really test out different stuff.
Sure.
And you may find that you really love what they're doing. You may find that you hate what they're doing. And that's, I think it's great that we're experimenting. I mean, this is like one of the best times for television to be alive. So I'm excited just by that.
Okay. All right, Ian, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Ian Schur is with us. He is an executive editor at CNET.com. Apple, again, making another massive announcement. This time they've got a TV bundle package thing that they're doing, subscription, and a subscription service, a streaming service with original programming and some big names. And they've also got some other stuff they announced at the press conference yesterday. And we'll get more details about that right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Tom Hush is our producer. As my producer, and he was choosing music bumps, and I would just like to let you know that right now, every straight man my age is picturing Phoebe Cates coming out of a swimming pool right now. I just want you to know that you're responsible for that. So I just wanted to let you know. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 2 for Tuesday coming up later. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. We are talking with Ian Schur. He's an executive editor at CNET.com, obviously covering all the tech news. And the tech news is big because Apple made another announcement, had an all-star press conference, and as big and as entertaining as most of those press conferences are, they're going to have a streaming TV service, subscription TV packages, and more. And we wanted to get Ian's thoughts on some of this stuff. Ian, welcome back.
Hey.
Hey,
how you doing?
You know, I'm good. You know, Disney just announced that they were going to have a service, and they've got now, Disney owns everything, because they've got, you know, they've got all the Star Wars movies, they got all the Marvel films, they now have 20th Century Fox, and so this is going to be an incredible service, and it's Disney Plus. Is that going to be an issue, or is Apple going to stand up to Disney, you think?
Well, I mean, at least in name, right? It's called Apple TV Plus.
So yeah,
it doesn't get more head-to-head than that. You know, I think that Apple and Netflix and everyone's looking at Disney and being like, wow, that's going to be something else, right? I mean, the idea that they're going to mine Star Wars and they're going to take stuff from Marvel and all this stuff and do all these, you know, special TV shows that are only available if you pay that subscription. I mean, that's going to be a killer offering.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really fascinating to see how people compete. By the way, they're not alone, right? Hulu has The Handmaid's Tale, which is very well received.
Yep.
Netflix obviously has Stranger Things, which is one of their most popular shows ever. Even CBS, which, by the way, owns CNET. They have Star Trek, right? Which, you know, all the nerds out there, including me, are really excited.
And they've also got Jordan Peele's reboot of The Twilight Zone, which I'm unbelievable.
The Twilight Zone.
I'm so excited.
Right?
So excited about that. Yeah.
Let's tell more of that. Absolutely. So, you know, it's really like there's a lot of fascinating stuff going on. So can Apple compete? Look, they've got billions of dollars to try. And one thing's for sure, they're willing to at least try. And I think that when you see the star power they were able to take out on this thing, you know, J.J. Abrams, Oprah, and all these different people, you know, if they don't find one winner in that, I will be shocked.
Yeah, I agree. Now, the other things that they announced, let's talk a little bit about those. Like, tell everybody about Apple Arcade.
Yeah, so Apple Arcade's a different idea altogether. So, you know, the App Store right now, if you look at the top apps for gaming out there, and there are about 300,000 games on the App Store today, most of the top games are stuff like Candy Crush and Clash of Clans, these games that oftentimes, you know, you play them, you download them for free, but then they charge you extras for power-ups and all sorts of stuff like that. And some people are really annoyed by that. So what Apple said is, okay, wait a minute, let's come up with another idea. And what they're doing is they're charging a subscription. Again, we don't know how much yet. We're going to find out by the fall. And what they're going to do is offer you high-end, high-quality games. They're going to actually fund the development of some games. So now they're becoming like Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo by actually helping to develop real games. And they say that when you pay a subscription, that is it. That is the only thing you pay. You get the full game, all the power-ups, everything you want to play. And I think that's going to be really fascinating because it answers some of the concerns that people have who complain about having to pay extra for being able to play a game. And also, it's kind of their effort to start taking on Microsoft and Sony. You know, the iPhone is becoming more capable every day. And every generation, the chip is supposedly more capable than ever before. There was one test that I saw that said that the chip in the iPhone XS, which is the most recent one that came out in September, is rivaling that of a computer. And if that is the case, then if they can put their full might and muscle behind making a game that shows that, they can actually start competing against the Xbox. That is a fascinating idea. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with Apple Arcade going forward.
Okay. And then they're also offering the Apple News Plus, which they're offering subscriptions to magazines, which doesn't that seem like a step backwards in technology?
Well, you know, it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, look, there are about 300 or so publications in there, including, by the way, the Los Angeles Times and the Wall Street Journal.
Mm.
And what they're saying is that they want to really help the news industry. And what they're doing is instead of what Facebook and all these other people did, which is that made it easier for free news services to get your attention through clickbait and all this other stuff that turned out to be really bad. What they're saying is, look, we're gonna have vetted, high quality journalism here. National Geographic, Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, even CNET Magazine in there. And what you do is you pay $9.99 a month, and you get access to all of these things. And it's a really interesting idea. You know, look, the idea that anyone is trying to encourage and entice people to pay for journalism, I am two thumbs up on. The question is, will people really want to put their money where their mouth is?
Yeah.
You know, people complain about bad journalism all the time. They complain about clickbait articles. They complain about, you know, how could we have been all fooled by the Russian interference and all that? Well, if you start paying for journalism, you know what you're getting. And I think that's going to be the real question is, are we all willing to start paying for it like we did start paying for music through Spotify and Apple Music? Like we are paying for TV through all these different services. Will we pay for journalism, too? That's a big, big question.
It is.
But I hope we find an answer.
Yeah. Well, at least they've got this one priced. So
yes, exactly. And it's available today. You can actually download the latest update for the iPhone and the iPad. Try it out, you know, and it's a really fascinating. Please read CNET Magazine. It's a fascinating idea, and you know, we'll see.
Well, to me, the craziest thing that they announced is the Apple Card. Now, so now Apple is getting into credit cards, but like if this is like a titanium card, and even a credit card that Apple designs looks sexy. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's got the Apple logo. It's got your name engraved in it. There's no expiration date. There's no signature. There's none of that stuff. It's just like this silver blank titanium sexy little credit card. How is that going to be used, the Apple Card?
You know, it's really fascinating. So what they do is that they want to entice you, by the way, to never pull out the credit card if they can. So they actually, what they're doing is they're offering, first off, there's no annual fees, and they say you're going to get 3% back on stuff you buy from Apple. No surprise. You'll get 2% back on most everything else you use Apple Pay for,
yeah,
which means you're using your watch or your phone or your tablet, and you'll get 1% back if you use the card itself, which means don't do it. So what they're doing is they're saying, look, you know, we want to try and offer something different. And a lot of the idea here is to actually get you to have access to a more secure card. They say it's much more private. They're not going to sell your information to other people, which I don't know if you knew. A lot of the credit card companies make extra money by selling the information, yeah, about what you buy.
Right.
And they said that they're going to have stuff like giving you spending trends and stuff like that, a lot like what Mint.com does, for example. And then what they're going to do is also they try to make it more secure by not having you have an actual credit card number. It changes quite frequently and automatically. And by doing that, they're able to say, look, you know, you don't have to worry about security as much. You don't have to worry about all these other issues that exist. And because Apple Pay is so well, received already, I think they said 70% of the United States uses it, 99% of Australia uses it, that because of all of that, you know, you don't have to worry about a lot of the problems that exist around credit card fraud and all that type of stuff.
Right.
And look, it might be interesting if you buy a lot of Apple products. It certainly makes sense there. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they're able to actually really get you interested in something like that, because them becoming a bank is like, I mean, again, this is an iPhone company, and now
right,
they're selling me TV shows, video games, and bank products. I never thought they'd do this.
It's what's really funny is I watched the Daily Show before I came into work last night, as I do pretty much every night, and Trevor Noah did a quick bit on this about the press conference and everything. When he got to the Apple Card and they showed the footage of it, I found it fascinating. But what Trevor Noah said, and I want to give him full credit because I didn't want to say this while giving him full credit, he says, Apple now has taken so much of our money that we're borrowing our own money from them to spend more
you
money on Apple
he's
products.
Not he's not wrong.
No, he's So what has been the response, your colleagues and things like that, to these announcements and to these products that Apple's throwing out there in the services?
There's a lot of wait and see, and part of that is because of price. You know, we had seen that we have been tracking this cord cutting phenomenon, right, where people have been cutting away from cable companies for a long time. My wife actually made me one of the first cord cutters when she refused to get a cable subscription to feed my CNN addiction back then, back in 2007. And ever since then, I have been living on the streaming service world. And we've been tracking all of them. We have this really great spreadsheet on CNET that actually tracks every one of the streaming services. You can decide which one is worth it to you. And one of the things that we don't have the answer for is a big, big question mark over price for Apple. And until we know that answer, we don't know how to feel. You know, we know that Apple's got a lot of star power. Great, fine. But if that thing costs too much, nobody's going to use it.
Yeah.
And that is going to be really the key here, is are they going to price it correctly? The other thing that we're unsure about is how much marketing power Apple is going to put behind it. You know, Apple is, they are expert marketers. And if they don't put a lot of marketing oomph behind something, we know they don't take it seriously. So the question will be how much pressure they put behind this. And until we know those things, it's hard to get excited about something we have these such big questions about.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned this where you guys track the streaming services. Where can people check that out? It's at CNET.com, but is there like a direct link to it?
Yeah, I mean, if you I tend to find that Google is really useful. Okay. For this. So if you type in CNET and then you say all the streaming services get compared, that'll usually lead you directly to the correct link. And it's great. We have this amazing spreadsheet, and we even have a Google Doc that we click to in there, so you can help you figure it out yourself. And you can decide, do I want this streaming service, that streaming service? Which channels do I want? You can actually, we really try to help you find the right one for you, because there are so many of them out there right now. There's Sling, there's DirecTV, there's PlayStation View, there's YouTube, I mean, Hulu, all these people. And it's almost impossible to keep track of what they offer. Even me, as a professional, I have trouble with it. So it's really good that we have these services out there for you.
That's great. Everybody can check that out at CNET.com. Ian, real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your insight. And it was fun talking to you. And whenever we get some more tech news, maybe we'll get you back on the air with us. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Ian, thanks very much.
Take care.
There you go. Ian Schur, everybody, executive editor at news at CNET.com. Apple made the big announcement. Apple TV app, Apple TV Plus, Apple Card, all this stuff brought out some major, major A-listers and big guns to do the press conference and, of course, drew a ton of attention. So we got all the latest on that, and we'll keep you updated, too. All right, let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.